in heaven, we shall still use our talents to praise God. It will continue. But we shall do so free from the egocentrism of both pride and humility. Because false humility is a kind of pride. In fact, Lewis says, when you're in heaven, if you write a praise song about God, let's say, you will be able to take joy in that praise song as if someone else wrote it. And you will take joy in something another wrote as if you wrote it. In other words, we are beyond ownership. We just simply take joy in the fact that it has been written and that God has been praised. In a lovely metaphor that appears throughout the Lewis canon, Lewis compares heaven to a dance in which the center constantly shifts, in which each dancer now leads and now follows, a ceaseless interchange of love and joy and vitality. I love that image. Lewis sees heaven not as a static place, but as a place of process and growth. Heaven, Lewis believed, is our true home. It is the natural, logical end to all of our earthly longings. And in conjunction with that, Lewis tells us that we must not be bothered by those people who claim we are mercenaries because we desire heaven as our final reward, as a sort of compensatory pie in the sky. Lewis says again, we're not understanding heaven. Think about it this way. Is a lover a mercenary because he wants to marry his beloved? Is a noble general a mercenary because he seeks a victory and battle? I hope not. Indeed, marriage and victory are the proper, fitting rewards of love and battle. It is right for love to give way to marriage and the good general to give way to victory, and it's right for us to find the heaven that we have desired. Just so, it is right for the worm, or perhaps caterpillar, to become a butterfly. It is natural. Think about it this way. The child who feels a rush of joy when his parents applaud his attempts at singing, that child is not proud. If anything, there's a touch of humility there, the humble heart of a servant. Lewis said that the person that doesn't want applause at all is often somebody who's egocentric. They feel they're above applause, and what do they care about the rabble and what they think? Well, just like the child, the redeemed soul longs to hear its father's praise. And what are those words? Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come, enter into your master's blessedness. That's in Matthew 25, I believe. For Lewis, heaven is what lies on the other side of that door that we have longed to enter all our lives. It is the tune we have never heard, yet have ever longed to hear. Finally, let me end with one last observation. I have misled you again. I suggested that in the Great Divorce, the bus moved from hell to heaven. In fact, it does not. The bus grows from hell to heaven. Lewis says it actually comes up through a tiny hole, smaller than the hole that a blade of grass makes in the dirt. For Lewis, hell is so small and heaven so vast that if the smallest bird in heaven were to swallow all of hell, it would not even notice it. Hell is a place where everything is shriveled up. Again, it's an insubstantial, personless place. There is no substance. Heaven is the real place. To repeat an earlier statement, the reason that lust cannot enter heaven is not because it is too strong, but because it is too weak for the thundering, passionate desire of heaven. Once again, Lewis is not in keeping with a sort of puritanical preacher who says our desires are wrong and need to be mortified. Again, the problem with desire, our desire, is not that it's too strong, but it's too weak. For Lewis, heaven is perfect light, life, and reality. The devil's and the damned souls can neither overcome that perfection nor even understand it. As it says in John 1:5, in him, Christ, was life, and that life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Although that Greek word may also be translated, the darkness cannot understand it. Again, darkness is not only powerless in the face of light, it cannot even understand it.